systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, August 11th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
My name is Mud. Thank you guys for being with us, episode 386, the Wednesday night show, of course. TheJamHole.com/live is where you should be watching these at. With a Ustream account, you can hang out in the chat room and talk shit with us.
Woo.
Be a part of it. Be a part of something great. For once in your life, just be a part of something great. This is great.
I know, and I'm a part of it.
386 episodes, great. I guess it's more like 350 episodes, great.
Well,
I'm going to go ahead and give you those.
You're not going to count the first 10?
I'm not going to count the first 30.
Oh. Oh, okay.
just to be safe, you know. Just to be on the safe side.
Are they all crap?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. We used to do Jam Hole Rediscoveries. I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, God, these are so awful. I can't believe you guys are sitting here making fun of this with me. It's great. 406-204-4687, of course, the number if you want to call in. Say hi. We will accept your call as long as it's not blocked. So I can call you back and tell you what an idiot you were. Yeah, you remember when you called into that show and said that stupid thing? That was stupid.
Yeah.
Remember that?
No.
So, I went up to the clinic today.
Oh, did you?
The weed clinic.
Oh, yeah?
The girl that hosts the Hot Box with me on Tuesdays and Saturdays, as you all know, runs a weed clinic. And I will have my card in about 4 to 6 weeks.
Nice.
Which is weird, like, we're stoners and stuff, which means, you know, maybe sometimes things don't get done when they should. Like, what the fuck's it taking you 4 to 6 weeks for? Who's smoking weed here?
Because like, they're all high.
I could be totally stoned and get that out to you in less than a week.
Maybe,
like, what? I don't get it.
Maybe they're like those old stoners from back in the 60s. They're like,
that just really don't care?
Yeah.
Like, we don't care, but we'll get things done if need be. Like, they really don't care.
Yeah. They have smoke themselves retarded.
They have social security to look forward to.
Be like, yes, I get my pot.
But yeah, so on the way back from that, I'm coming down the highway by the airport here, and I get, you know, towards town and stuff, and I just see, like, rows of cars. And then I see, like, some cars turning around, and I'm like, oh, fuck, are you serious?
What the hell happened?
A big old fucking accident. Two out-of-state vehicles, right?
Awesome.
I saw the plates. And I know exactly what happened from how the cars were, because the cars were still there.
Nice.
So, there's a stoplight there, and it's a highway, kind of, but, you know, you slow down when you get near the stoplight, because they drop the speed limit from 75 down to 55, which
is
totally awesome. And so I'm thinking, tourist number one is driving, talking on the phone, texting, doing whatever tourist number one does.
Okay.
And comes up to the light and stops.
Right.
And then tourist number two is hauling ass. Like, I'm saying, like, hauling oats, just burning it. Like, vroom, totally, wow. Like, looks over and is like, oh, look, a head shop. Looks forward and sees brake lights and just nails on
boom.
The brakes. The car was like up under the rear bumper of this van and then like to the windshield, part of the windshield at like just totally fucked.
Wow, dude.
It was so funny. And I'm just sitting there like, I remember talking about this a long time ago about how we need the highway Zamboni.
What?
Do you remember that? This might have been before you were on the show.
The highway Zamboni.
The highway Zamboni. All right. We don't fuck around anymore because these two people caused over 100 other people to have to delay whatever it was they're doing.
Right.
Those of us that didn't turn around in the highway like I probably should have and just sat there and was like, yeah, it's fine. I'm listening to Skepticality. It's cool. No big deal. And the highway Zamboni knows that we are important people and that we are in a hurry. And that, okay, if I fuck up and I just wreck my shit, I'm not going to make you have to wait. I'm not going to ruin your day as well as mine. That's a dick thing to do.
Okay.
So the highway Zamboni comes out, and it just clears the fucking path. I don't care if there's people in the car still. You should have thought about that before you weren't looking where you were going.
Wow.
This wasn't like an accident, like, oh, oops, accidents happen. This was like driver negligence. Like, you're an idiot if you ram your little car up somebody else's fucking ass to where, like, half of your car is up their ass. Literally, up their ass.
I wonder if anybody was hurt. Like,
I hope so. I hate that. So, like,
did you see an ambulance?
Oh, yeah. There was ambulance, fire trucks, all that shit. Huh. The whole thing was blocked.
Wow. That's,
I'm telling you, wow. Highway Zamboni,
I kind of wish I could have seen it, but I
should have took a picture. Yeah. I was right there.
You should have.
For, like, an hour. It was fucking retarded. I get down there in Columbia Falls. I go in, I talk to the doc for like, you know, 10 minutes, and I leave. The rest of my 2-hour trip was spent sitting wishing for the highway Zamboni. Like, god damn it. It was a good idea back then when I first thought of it, and it's still a good fucking idea now.
It sounds like a good idea.
Right?
Yeah.
Nobody has to wait. You maybe wait a couple minutes for the Zamboni to get there because, you know, they're big. Maybe a highway Zamboni is going to be a little bigger than an ice rink Zamboni. Maybe a big, like, snow plow. Maybe just, hey, where's the snow plow trucks at?
Just a big plow truck. That's all you need.
I know we have them here. It's not wintertime, so they're not out plowing the roads. You could give these guys full year-round work if they were the highway Zamboni. You just bring out the snow plow. Get that fucker up to about 43 miles an hour and just boom, move the fuck over.
Plow through shit.
Fuck yeah, dude. Maybe you have two of them so it just gets the shit out of my way and I can, you know, get back here to start the show.
Huh.
I'm telling you, Highway Zamboni. It's a
Highway
good idea.
Zamboni. All right, cool.
Have you ever heard of a gentleman by the name of Chris Angel?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is he known for?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Freaking minds. He is the mind freak.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now, this is season 6 of the mind freak.
All right.
And he's rich now, clearly.
Of course.
From freaking so many minds.
Yeah.
From lying. He's a mind liar, is what he is. He is a mind liar. But I watched his latest episode, episode 1 of season 6, and I'd like to say, as our show grows and develops, like, we've learned from our
mistakes,
and the show evolves and gets better, right?
Right.
His show is, like, the same as it was back during season 1 when I was like, wow, this is kind of cool. He can levitate. I mean, he can't, but he can, kind of. He can crawl through glass. That's pretty cool. He can pull needles out. I wanted to see him and David Blaine just go at it.
Oh, God.
Mano a mano. +5
magic
staff.
Who would you vote on?
I would have to say I think David Blaine's kind of a homo, and he may use that to his advantage.
Yes,
I think he would. I think Chris Angel is also a little homo, and I think that would blow David Blaine's mind right out of his little peanut head. And that would be the end of that.
I don't know.
I think
David
Chris Angel
Blaine
would take
that
him.
Stupid stare would just drive Angel nuts.
He would stare him to death.
Pretty much.
No, but then, so one of the things that Chris Angel is known for from back in the first season when the show was new and should have been developing into the greatness that it is not now, but it should be, he likes to eat the camera. He does that whole thing where he's like, and that was the mind freak. And then he'll like, and then they cut. That's what he does. Did you see that? Did you see what I just did?
That's retarded.
That's what he does. And he did that back in season 1. And I was like, okay, he's young. He's just getting into this. He's just like seeing that he can make money just completely lying to people and freaking their minds.
Uh-huh.
He still eats the camera. So I think that if David Blaine came at him, he would just eat his face like that.
Maybe.
He would pretend it was a camera.
Maybe.
And he would just, that'd be the end of it.
Why do you eat the camera? That's gay.
Why don't you learn some new tricks?
Yeah.
They're all, I don't know. When I was, maybe it's because when season 1 was out, I was kind of younger, and I was like, still maybe grasping on to like one last tiny fiber optic string that maybe magic is real sometimes, and you can get your mind to control things and be cool like that. And then season two happened. I was like, yeah, that's probably not the case. Season three, I just stopped watching. And I saw it again. I was like, holy shit, he's still doing stuff. Like, what? He must be like...
Why is he still there?
He must be totally amazing now if he's been, you know, just honing kicking his it. Magics.
Yeah.
Same shit. That Same sucks. Shit, except now he has a home in Vegas at the fucking Luxor. And he's their number one guy, apparently.
Oh, okay.
He has lots of cars. He makes lots of women disappear, if you know what I mean. And, yeah, it's just the same old shit, though.
What's it called again?
Mind Freak.
Mind Freak?
Are you ready? That's his other favorite thing to do. He'll say, are you ready? And then he'll eat the camera. I'd like to see what kind of dumps that man takes from eating all those cameras.
God, come on, man.
I bet you could stream live his dumps because he's eaten so many cameras.
Yeah, it's horrible. No. That's disgusting.
You know what other show is starting soon that I am all about? Like, I don't like reality shows like the way other people like them. And I know people that listen to this show, you probably like them the way we like them. We like to watch that shit and just totally make fucking fun of it, right?
Because it's stupid.
Do you remember Dating in the Dark?
Yes.
How cool was that fucking
was awesome.
Show? Just because every time the lights came up,
it's like, oh.
You could totally hear the gasp of like, he's black.
Or like,
I knew it was dark in here, but
ugly.
He's black.
Oh my god!
My daddy's gonna kill me. I was in a dark room with a black man.
Ooh!
They should totally do that. They should take like the children, like the teenagers of well-known KKK members, and put them as one side, and then have like black people just randomly on the other side. And then you'd have to tell them not to smile though, because that would totally light
give
up the
everything
room.
Away.
Right.
Right.
Be like, oh wow, I see you.
Damn it.
Why are your teeth so white? Hey, you tricked me. That's a black guy. You motherfucker. You shouldn't have done that.
No, that show was funny just because, like...
Oh, that show was pure brilliance.
Like, some of the girls were total stuck up, and, like, some of the dudes were totally stuck up.
Oh, totally.
Like, I don't want to be near you.
It plays on how shallow these people are. The type of people that go out for these reality shows trying to make a name for themselves.
Yeah.
Some of them, I mean, anything short of, you know, popping out 8 twat turds all at the same time, you're probably not going to get a show anymore these days. I think the networks have gotten a little smarter.
The actor mom didn't even get her own show.
No, she didn't, because Kate beat her to it.
Duh.
Kate G.
Well, there's already another one on there, 19 Kids and Counting.
That's the Duggars.
Yeah.
We talked about them on this show a long-ass time ago when they had, like, 16 kids.
That's so crazy.
And they were like, we're just going to keep on reproducing until we can't anymore. Like, somebody needs to roll up in there and spay or neuter those pets. Like,
no
for real.
Kidding.
Where's Bob Barker? He needs to get to work.
Or, like, there's a bunch of, like, shows about babies and crap. The 19 Kids.
Yeah, you've been watching a lot of TV lately. What's up with that?
Discovery Health, man. It's my favorite. I'm kind of in on that. I gotta do that.
Chester says, Matthew, are you ever going to have kids? And I said, no.
Thanks.
But yeah, those shows, like, I kind of think about the kind of people that watch those shows, like, genuinely, like, not like the rest of us, but that genuinely are like, oh, that is such a trial in her life. Oh,
yeah,
good for her. Good for, I'm going to go vote for Sarah Palin now. Good for her. Like, you guys
I mostly leave it on that channel just because I like to watch, like, Mystery Diagnosis or Mystery ER or, like, Trauma ER and shit like that, because I like to see blood and guts and people getting fucked up and...
You should submit your surgery video to those one of those shows. Like, check it out. We did that on a shoestring budget of $0.
No, but it was like Mystery Diagnosis thing. That's what I like about
What's that all about?
Well, they go and complain.
Is it like
or
Mystery
something?
Science Theater? Where the guy goes into the doctor and then he's got his 3 friends sitting in the waiting room, like, making jokes about what's going on?
No.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Mystery Science Theater, Doctor's Office 3000. I just made a new show.
No,
fuck
they
me.
Just they have all these problems or whatever, and they go in and explain what the problems are, but the doctors tell them that everything's fine and all the tests and everything come back fine and everything, and it takes like years for them to find out what the actual problem is.
Red Fox says it's like House but without the lupus.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. All right.
It's really good. I love it.
So what are the problems, like, just... Like, they should have known that? They were looking at something totally not...
No, the problems end up being, like, these really weird, rare case diseases.
Oh, really? So that when they look through the medical books, there's only, like, maybe one case of it ever. Yeah. And they're like, oh, it couldn't be
like
that.
This, like, one of them, this little girl, she got really sick.
Did she have a weird face?
No.
Okay. Wasn't that little girl?
No.
Okay. She should go on that show.
She got really sick for some reason. They didn't know why. She had a fever of like 106 and stuff. And they took her into the hospital. And they did a spinal tap on her. And they found out she had bacterial spinal meningitis. And then it, you know, they got her through that and everything was cool. And then like 6 months later, she gets really sick again. And they go back to the hospital. They do another spinal tap. They find out she has bacterial meningitis. And it's in her brain this time. And
this time,
and they had to put her in a coma for a little while or whatever, just to get all the antibodies and stuff to go in there and do their
job. You know,
job.
You're pretty well fucked if you go to the doctor and they put you in a coma,
right?
Like, I understand maybe you got in a bad wreck because you weren't paying attention and the highway Zamboni came and knocked you away and you got put in a coma. You went to the doctor and they, you know, got you out of it. But when you go there and they're like, yeah, we're going to have to just go ahead and induce a coma. We're going to kill you.
Well, it's really rare for someone to have bacterial meningitis more than once. Okay. And so they're like, I don't understand or whatever. And so they put her in the coma. And then when she finally came out of it, the meningitis had actually ruptured her inner ear. And
damn.
Yeah. So she couldn't, like, you know, with balance and
just
like
wreaking
her equilibrium
havoc.
Was all off.
How old was she?
Like 7.
Oh, wow.
And then a few years later...
It's a good start to a healthy life.
A few years later, she gets the same shit again. Or like the next year or whatever, she gets the same shit again. And they take her in. And having bacterial meningitis 3 times in a lifetime is unheard of.
Like, they're on the phone to Guinness. Like you
no,
guys better get
they're
down
like,
here.
This is fucked up. This never happens because your body creates antibodies to it, right?
Maybe her body wasn't creating the antibodies.
Well, what happened
maybe she
was,
had HIV and no immune system.
They found out that before her first episode, she had been sledding and hit her head.
Right.
While they were sledding or whatever, and it made this like hairline crack right here in her skull, right above her sinuses.
Oh, wow.
So every time she would get sick, like a sinus infection,
a little bit of her brain would leak out.
No, it would go into the bacteria would go into her brain and
shit.
That's how she got the bacterial meningitis.
That's crazy.
So they had, on the third time, finally they figured it out and they were able to do surgery and block that off. Like, that's just really weird. And like, there's another one where a girl, she gets really tired and sleeps for 10 days straight. She has, like, a weird episode of that. Like, she starts to get really weird, and then she
me
sleeps
too.
For 10 days straight.
I'm so tired. I if I didn't, you know, have a job, I could totally just snooze
no,
it out.
No, like, it wasn't something she wanted to do. Like, it was, she was fucking pissed and went everywhere to try to find whoever, whatever.
I like to just hibernate, you know.
Well, I can't remember the name of the disease, but they're like, there's only, like, 30 cases of that disease.
Really?
That
ever?
Affects people? Yeah.
Wow. And do they just have Guinness on speed dial?
I don't know. Because
they got, you got to get here quick before these people die. And then, you know,
well,
there's no record if you're
the
dead.
The only crappy thing about it is that the disease that she had is non-curable. The only thing they can do is give her Ritalin while she's on having an episode.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. And it doesn't even help. She still just passes out.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not giving it to her right.
I know. She just takes, she said 80 milligrams of fucking Ritalin a day.
Got to mainline that shit.
That's
she'd be running
crazy.
Laps.
I'm like, whoa.
She'd probably be asleep, just like running laps, like body totally wired, mind just catching some Z's, man. That's
I don't
awesome.
Know. It's really cool, though. I love watching that shit. It's really
yeah,
awesome.
Burger says, give her meth. Yeah. I mean.
Here, wake up, bitch.
wake up. What's the problem? We have the treatment for that.
But they said that they outgrow it by like their 20s. So.
They hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it's really, I love watching Discovery Health, man. It's all
so have
of cool
you,
shit.
You've been watching these shows. Have you heard about the new Superbug?
No.
It's a 2011 Volkswagen Superbug. No. It's actually, this is probably the closest thing we are going to come to, if not full zombie apocalypse. This is the start, and I'm saying it right now, Wednesday, August 11, 2010. My name is Matt, episode 386. This is going to be the start of the zombie apocalypse.
Sweet.
Right here. a new superbug that is resistant to even the most powerful antibiotics has entered the UK hospitals, experts warn. They say bacteria that make an enzyme called NDM1 have traveled back with NHS patients who went abroad to countries like India and Pakistan for treatments such as cosmetic surgery. This is the start, right? We're so vain and shallow that people go to these third world shithole fucking countries to get some Botox up in them, and then they bring this weird crazy bacteria back. Yep. And it gets into the system, and it finds another crazy bacteria, and they fucking bone down like bacteria do. You know how they do, right? With their little flagellum, just like getting it in there, all like corkscrewy. And,
I got it.
You know how they do.
Then they mutate.
And then boom!
We have a super bug.
Super bug.
Super bug.
Although there have only been about 50 cases identified in the UK so far, scientists fear it will go global, of course, because, you know, your job depends on that. Tight surveillance and new drugs are needed, says Lancet Infectious Diseases. NDM1 can exist inside different bacteria like E. coli, and it makes them resistant to one of the most powerful groups of antibiotics, carbapenemiza. These are generally reserved for use in emergencies and to combat hard-to-treat infections caused by other multi-resistant bacteria. Experts fear NDM1 could now jump to other strains of bacteria, just like Matt said, that are already resistant to many other antibiotics, thus ushering in the zombie apocalypse.
What are the symptoms of it? Does it say anything what it does to you?
Let's see. It says, ultimately, this could produce dangerous infections that would spread rapidly from person to person and be almost impossible to treat. Zombie apocalypse. This is it. This is it right here. We are so fucked. Thank you, people going to Pakistan and other third world shithole countries and getting fucking cosmetic surgery. Because I'm so ugly. My husband doesn't fuck me anymore because I'm so ugly. He doesn't fuck you anymore because he's been fucking you for 30 fucking years. Fuck. Can your cosmetic surgery turn you into somebody else? Fucking Christ, dude. Was it worth bringing back the zombie apocalypse bug?
Yes.
At least one of the NDM1 infections the researchers analyzed was resistant to all known antibiotics.
Wow.
All of them.
That's
similar.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. You get this thing, like, boning down with, like, some HIV or some herpes or something.
Oh, God.
That's it, dude. We're zombies. We're so fucked. Do you even know? We may not even have a live show September 25th. Everyone that flies here, you might be stuck here. And lucky for you, because we will survive up here. Gloria Gaynor, man. We will survive.
Hike out in the woods and hide.
Fucking A. I have like four key places that I've found in the last like 3 months that would be ideal. I have a zombie apocalypse Google Maps. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
If it happens, I'll make it public. You guys can come and hang out in my compound.
Cool.
Dude, this house, we were out delivering in Libby, uh-huh. And like we had some salt stops, and like some of these houses out there, full on mansions and castles with like round fucking dungeons and shit.
Really?
Like right on the water, right by a forest, easily defendable from zombies. Dude, I will go there and kill everyone that lives there. I will take that fucking place by force so hard.
God.
So hard.
Get ready to
take the castle. I'm so ready to storm the castle. This is it, though. This is why I'm going to have to do that soon, probably by September 25th. No, Burger says, no, I'm not coming. No super virus this year. Yeah, that was pretty awesome last year for our September 25th show, thejamhole.com/250, if you want to check that out. Burger came down from Michigan. Yeah. And he brought with him a little...
The fucking swine flu or some
fucking
shit.
It was, too, dude. That was, like, right in the middle of the swine flu pandemic. And he got here, and, like, I heard him cough a couple times. And I was like, huh, this could be good. But then I didn't really think anything of it. And then all of us got fucking...
All of us got, like, deathly ill. We're like,
wow. And then, like, the show's over, and it's time for everyone to go home. So we all brought it back to our respective states and, you know, homes or whatever. And That's awesome. It forth from there. That's so great, dude. We're so fucked. Oh, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, I got pretty fucking sick from that.
Similar infections have been seen in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and the Netherlands, and international researchers say that NDM1 could become a major global health problem. Infections have already been passed from patient to patient in U.K. hospitals. The way to stop NDM1, says researchers, is to shoot the infected in the head.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
It is to rapidly identify and isolate any hospital patients who are infected and then shoot them in the head and then burn the fucking hospital down.
Oh, my God.
Nuke that fucking place, dude. If you don't nuke that place, this is on, dude. This is Resident Evil 5. You ain't even seen this yet. This is so fucking on.
Wow.
Normal infection control measures such as disinfecting hospital equipment and doctors and nurses washing their hands with antibacterial soap can stop the spread. Well, duh, then.
Duh.
Why don't you just take the antibacterial soap and bathe them? Sponge
make them
bath.
Swallow
so,
it.
I don't know.
Eat it.
Eat it. And then shoot them in the head just to be safe.
Just to be safe.
You have to be safe. Currently, most of the bacteria carrying NDM1 have been treatable using a combination of different antibiotics. But the potential of NDM1 to become an endemic worldwide is clear and frightening, say the researchers in the Lancet Infectious Diseases paper. So,
huh.
He says this type of resistance has become quite widespread there. The fear would be that it gets into a strain of bacteria that is very good at being transmitted between patients, like AIDS or something. He said the threat was a serious global public health problem, as there are few suitable new antibiotics in development and none that are effective against NDM1.
I hope that doesn't come over here.
At least 17 of the 37 patients they studied had a history of traveling to India or Pakistan or other third world shithole countries within the past year, and 14 of them had been admitted to a hospital in these countries, many for the cosmetic surgery. And yeah, so good luck to all of us because we're going to need it. So moving on, have you guys heard about the JetBlue flight attendant? But he is a homo.
What?
The flight attendant for JetBlue?
No.
Okay, this is like the greatest story, and all of us that hate our fucking jobs, this is our hero. Except that he's gay, so he's not really mine, but...
Okay.
You know. The plane had just landed, but he was ready to take off. Ah!
Because
he's a steward, if you will. A JetBlue flight attendant blew his top, and then his boyfriend later, grabbed some beer and bolted out an emergency slide at Kennedy Airport Monday, then headed home to have sex with his boyfriend. I'm not making that up. Thank you, newspaper.
What?
That's so awesome. Yeah, he left the airplane and headed home to have sex with his boyfriend. Gay sex.
Okay.
Probably illegal gay sex, depending on where we're at here.
Why do I even care?
After
about
he
that?
Was bonked in the head by a bag, Steven Slater stunned passengers by spewing profanity and ranting about quitting as the flight from Pittsburgh pulled up to the gate about noon. He says, to quote, "To the fucking asshole who told me to fuck off, it's been a good 28 years. Slater, who was 38, said, "I've had it. That's it," he added. The mad as hell steward, Stuart, grabbed a couple of brewskis and popped one open before activating the emergency exit, witnesses said.
Whoa.
After tossing his two carry-on bags on the slide, he followed them to the tarmac. Plane's getting
awesome.
Ready to leave. He grabs a couple beers, grabs his bags, pulls the emergency thing, which inflates the fucking slide, the ramp, and fucking tosses, hops down, cracks one open on his way down.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna go bone my boyfriend now.
That's so great.
I'm gonna go help spread HIV real quick. And I quit, by the way.
Yeah, if you didn't notice.
Slater, who actually first started working for airlines 20 years ago, not 28, then walked to the air train, stripped off his company tie, and flung it off as bemused passengers watched. Quote, "I wish we could all quit our jobs like that," said passenger Phil Caitlin, 36, who also hates his life because he lives in New York,
of course.
Quote, "He seemed kind of happy about it. He was like, I just quit my job." That's so awesome.
That's an awesome way to quit.
"And to the fucking asshole who told me to fuck off, it's been a good 28 years. That's such
a
great
awesome.
quote. He seemed, yeah, he was happy about it. Port Authority police say it took JetBlue 25 minutes to report the incident, allowing Slater time to leave the scene and go fuck his boyfriend. Cops found him in bed with his boyfriend when they arrived to arrest him at a beachfront home in the Rockaways with a porch overlooking the Atlantic Ocean. Those gays really know how to live.
Yeah, they do.
I am almost a little envious of that part. Like, is it worth it, though?
No.
Is it worth getting your fucking ass reamed every night and sucking cocks?
Nah.
I don't think so. Nothing's worth that.
Nah.
Except maybe drugs. If you were, like, really hard up, you'd S-A-D. But other than that, you know. He boasted to skeptical cops that he really did escape by chute with his carry-on luggage. Oh, yes, I did. I threw them down first, and I went down after, he told him. He was grinning as police walked him in handcuffs to a squad car. Quote, he left with a big smile on his face. Well, jail, also a hot spot vacation endpoint destination for the gays.
Of course.
All the butt sex you can eat.
I wonder if when he came back out of there, if the boyfriend was like, you didn't cheat on me in there, did you?
And Ollie's Undead says, F you guys, I'm going home. It's illegal to
quit.
And Red Fox says, it's illegal to quit. Using the emergency exit and take some beer with you. Yeah, probably that was the... I think it's like probably federal offense. It's like when you... If you smoke in the bathroom on the plane, they're
probably.
Like, it's a federal offense. Probably pulling the emergency exit on taxi. Like, probably illegal.
Probably. That's a pretty awesome way to quit your job, though.
JetBlue would not say how long Slater had worked for the airline, but he wrote on his MySpace page that he was, quote, enjoying being back in the skies after a 5-year break. I love to max it out with trips around the world. Sometimes on a moment's notice, he said. I love to just max it out.
Jesus
I'm extreme. Christ. I max it out every day to the max. I max it out to the max.
Okay. That's awesome.
The only way that could be better is if his name was Max.
Yeah.
Neighbors described Slater as a nice guy. He was just loving to max it out, you know, to the max. But said he was under some stress. Steven's mother is dying. Ooh.
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 Aww.
Ooh. We're going to go ahead and give you your job back. We're sorry, man. She has lung cancer. Ooh. Ooh.
God.
She's had chemo. She's had two chemos, and the prognosis is not good.
They were
on their way out to California this weekend to settle her affairs.
Well.
I love the fact that the paper said... Then headed home
to have sex with his boyfriend.
FYI.
Little piece of information you probably didn't need to know, but I wanted to put it in there because I'm a dick of a reporter.
That's so awesome. But that, just the fact that, okay, it got written, but how many eyes had to read that and okay, editors and proof and all that shit, and they were like, oh yeah, it looks good. Print it. Stop the presses. We got a hit here. gay steward. That's a weird stereotype too, isn't it? That
yeah.
Like gay, that guy flight attendants are all gay and the chicks are all hoes. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know.
All right. Well, that's
fucking
awesome.
That's an awesome way to quit your job, though. I wish I could quit
fuck
jobs
you,
like
fuck
that.
Fuck you. I almost want to go get a job just so I can quit it like that.
Just
I'm going to go to flight school. I'll be the fucking pilot. And I will take 3 beers and 2 of those little whiskey shots.
Let's both go get a job at McDonald's and just wreck the place.
Just burn
we
that
leave.
Fucker down?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We should do that.
See how long we could last before we got fired and not do any work?
Right? Like, just seriously just
that'd
be
so fun.
Assholes.
If I wasn't just gushing time, you know, that like I have all this spare time to just go and jerk off and do stuff.
Right.
I would totally do it. But yeah.
I wish we could. That'd be so awesome if we would just, you know, fucking stand there like, uh-huh, yeah, I know. I got it. Thanks. All right. They
yeah,
walk away
you.
And you just stare at whatever
no,
it was.
I did it already. You need
in
more?
In my mind.
You
I
want
did it
more?
In my mind.
Oh, no, I made more. You want even more? More? I would just say that. More? 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 More?
What?
More?
Oh, my God.
That'd be so awesome.
Come to McDonald's where smiles are free.
More?
You just smile.
More? All right, well, speaking of totally fucking awesome, check this shit out. After
what?
Leaving her baby to drown during bath time...
Yay.
A mother wrapped his lifeless body in blankets. And?
And?
Logged onto her Facebook account.
Nice.
She then spent the next hour and a half checking out friends' pages and catching up on news on the Fiji Times website before telling her husband, oh, by the way,
baby died.
We don't have a problem anymore. You want to go out? We can do that now. Huh? Who hasn't been out in, how old was this baby? 13 months. Who hasn't been out in like 15 months? Who hasn't been out since he knocked me up and we decided to keep this?
That's awesome. That is pretty awesome. Kill your baby and play on
Facebook.
She
just left the kid. 13 months. Hey, I'll be right back. I have to go check face. I heard that bloop. Someone's trying to talk at me. I got to go max it out on Facebook.
Oh my God,
real quick.
Dude.
To the max.
To the max.
New extreme Facebook.
Some people are just awesome. That's all.
29 years old. Yeah. Genuinely awesome.
Genuinely awesome.
From Auckland, who has interim name suppression, is charged with murdering her 13-month-old son. The names of the woman's husband, her 5-year-old daughter, and the baby are also suppressed, of course. The woman pled not guilty to the charge when her trial began. No. I was playing Farmville. I'm not guilty. The judge is like, oh, I know what that's like. You had some crops you gotta get rid of. I know what that's like.
Not guilty.
I've lost three this year. In her opening address, Crown Prosecutor said the previously safety-conscious mother had deliberately left her son, known as Baby A.
What?
Names Baby are suppressed.
A? Oh.
Baby A. To die in the bath at their Newland home. Quote, she could not cope with both of her children and saw no other way to cope with the problem than by his death. I don't think she meant to kill him. I think she just had to go check fucking Facebook so bad that
probably.
She was like, you're fine, right? Just drool if you're
just
fine.
Stay there.
Okay, you're fine. Okay. He's fine. He'll be fine.
So you just sit there. It's okay.
Yeah. This is important. Hold on.
They have like those little baby chairs you sit in
the
tub?
Mommy's trying to cheat on daddy. Hold on. I'll be right
back. Oh, God.
The woman had been in an abusive relationship with the baby daddy.
Of course.
And had been staying at a woman's refugee. She was a Fuji. With her children. The case managers at the Fuji camp became concerned with the woman's mental health, noting she seemed obsessed with her husband and not able to cope with her children. The two children were taken into the care of Child, Youth, and Family and had been returned to the woman's home only 2 days before Baby A's death. That is a shame.
Well,
if you would just would have kept a hold of that baby with love and compassion, this never would have happened.
Meh.
Here, you want this back? Hey, is this yours? Come get your belongings. I got Baby A and Baby B. These are yours. Get them out of here. This one's starting to stink. So, on the morning of November 8th, the woman had placed Baby A in the bath, filled it with water up to his chest, and placed toys in the water before washing him. Washing his little Baby A, if you know what I mean.
God, you're
all...
dork.
Then
like the worst thing
she left
said.
The bathroom. What?
That was like the worst stupid innuendo dumb thing.
Then she
ever
left
said.
The bathroom, pulling the door till it was almost shut, and prepared to toast and Milo for what? And prepared toast and Milo for her daughter. What's Milo? M-I-L-O?
Not a clue.
Toast and Milo. What is that?
I don't know.
So, well, this show is done until somebody tells me what the fuck Milo is. M-I-L-O. What is that?
I don't know.
It goes with toast. Or maybe doesn't. She's maybe just doesn't give a fuck.
Come on.
She went in the kitchen for that. And then she deliberately let him drown in the bath because she could not cope with them both. They in Australia? Yes. New Zealand. What is Milo? In 15 minutes before she checked on her son again, it was when she eventually went back to the bathroom, Baby A was face down in the water.
Yay.
Baby A. <yay. laughs> She then grabbed him out and shook the shit out of him, then wrapped Baby A in towels and a blanket and left him on her bed. Then at 8:52 a.m., logged onto her laptop and opened up Facebook. Status update: I feel like a great weight has been lifted from my shoulders. Smiley face, send.
Oh, God. I feel like a new person.
She used the internet for the next half hour till the very moment her husband came home from work, and then she said, by the way, Baby A is Baby D.
Baby dead.
Baby dead. So, Well, that is awesome. She said she thought the baby would be okay if she left him alone in the bath. I thought he would be. Just playing around with his toys that I put there. I thought he'd be fine, you know.
I asked him.
13 months old. Yeah, I mean, duh. What more? What am I supposed to do? I mean, serious. What are you... that's what we do.
I was like,
that's how I was raised.
Hey, baby, are you going to be okay in here? And it's like... blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, cool. I want to go check Facebook. Yell if you need me.
Guess you can't yell when you're face down in bathwater.
Probably not.
So, all right. Well, speaking of babies, check this out. A 40-year-old man... we did a story like this a while ago, I remember. He tricked caregivers into changing his diapers by pretending... oh, this might be the same guy. Crazy. He had the emotional maturity of a 5-year-old.
Yeah, I think
that was him, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he went to court, and he pled guilty to charges of organized fraud. If you trick somebody into...
because he was, like, going... he was supposed to be the brother, and then he was going to this other house and, like, dressing up like this big, dumb idiot... that was the brother, and the person would come over there and take care of him.
He was officially charged with 2 counts of organized fraud of less than $20,000 by the Brevard State Attorney's Office. Kelly, who's 40, was sentenced to a year of house arrest and 4 years probation. And a psych eval, of course.
Well, yeah.
Quote, "An apology might not be enough," Kelly told a victim in court, "but for my part, I apologize." Minutes earlier, the caregiver had tearfully described how she changed Kelly's diaper and fed and bathed him. You're a grown-ass man, and you totally... that's awesome. That's just awesome that, like, you totally played the part of a 5-year-old and got some dumb chick to totally fucking change your nasty-ass diaper and feed you and bathe you.
I don't think I could shit in a diaper.
She says, quote, "I have to live with this for the rest of my life. This shame," she said.
I couldn't even shit in a diaper if I tried.
I think I could. I could totally. If I had to? Shit, yeah. No problem.
You could poop your pants.
Shit, yeah. I poop my pants right now. What do you want?
I can't.
How
do
much
it.
Money are we talking here?
I can't do that.
Gemhill.com/donate. What's
like
it going to take?
Sitting down and stuff?
I will just sit here. And the next thing you
Where's
see
the
in
the
camera...
gonna go? It's going to like spread all over your ass cheeks.
The next thing you see in the camera is going to be shit all over my chair.
Oh, my God.
Gemhill.com/donate. Show me the money.
That's sick, dude.
That's right.
Ew.
Prosecutor said that he likely had other victims. Quote, "I think they are too embarrassed to come forward," he said. "What this man did was despicable. It was despicable me. Just terrible person." Would you come forward if you changed some shitty-ass diapers, or would you leave the fucking state?
Depends. Am I going to get money out of it?
Probably not. You're going to watch him get sentenced to, what I say, like, no jail time at all. Like, just some fucking house arrest and probation, you know?
All right, well, if I don't get money out of it, then no, I'd leave.
Then fuck no?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'm out.
Fuck it.
Yeah, according to the sheriff's office, Kelly sometimes would hire women through postings on Craigslist.
Of course.
Did you go to a posting that said someone was trying to hire a diaper changer?
God.
Because you got fooled. You got punked. He would call them pretending to be the brother of the disabled man who needed care. That was totally him. I remember that.
Yep.
Okay. He would then show up, pretend to be the man with the... okay. Anyway. I thought that was awesome that he barely got jail time. And, like, the girl was totally there, like, "I have to live with this shit. I'm going to go kill myself
right
now." Fuck.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
All right. This, speaking of pretty creepy, see how
what?
I did that? Check this out.
What?
A former Upper St. Clair High School student.
Okay.
Who already claimed she had been raped once.
All right.
Was raped again. Rape me once. Bad on me, rape me twice, bad on you, right? That's how that goes?
What's the third time?
I don't think there is a third time.
Third time the charm?
Right.
Is that it?
That's consensual.
Okay.
she was raped again on school property after school officials used her as bait in a failed attempt to catch students they believed were having sex in the building.
Wow.
There is no sex in the champagne room, but at Upper St. Clair High School... there is sex in the building.
Her parents are going to sue the fuck out of that
school.
You
think so?
Yeah.
They're going to... You are so rich. You are the principal of that school now. You can do whatever the fuck you want. The allegation was made in a lengthy response filed by attorneys for the unidentified former student against the district's motion to throw out the lawsuit brought by the former student. Upper St. Clair School District is asking U.S. District Chief Judge to find in its favor, arguing that the plaintiffs cannot prove the district was deliberately indifferent to the possibility that the student would be assaulted. You used her as bait. Hey,
that's not cool.
We're going to catch a rapist. We need rapist food. What do rapists eat? Oh, little high school chicks. Come here. And they fucking put a hook in your mouth and vzzz, clunk, and then they wait. And he was smooth. He snuck up there. He looked around. He saw that it was clearly a rape bait line, a raping pole. And he snipped it. He took her, raped the fuck out of her, brought her back, tied it back, yanked on it twice, and took the fuck off.
Wow.
That's how that went down.
Is that how that went
down? That is exactly how that went down.
Oh, my God.
According to the brief by the student's attorney, the girl went to one of her teachers and told her that a boy with whom she had previous problems had forced her to have sex with him after school. The girl told the teacher that he forced another student to have sex as well.
Ooh.
And Nolly's Undead says, shake and bait? Totally. The teacher, according to the brief, immediately went to school administrators with concerns and offered several options to make sure the girls in question got home safely. They included offering herself to walk the girls to their school bus. Then all three of them got raped. Right.
Right.
But the filing said the principal had a different idea. Quote, instead, they wanted to keep the girl on school property and not let her leave. The principal's plan, known as the, quote, sting operation, was to use her as bait to lead the school administrators to the boy and perhaps the other girls. I think he watched too many 48 Hours and that
Probably.
Show Another Stakeout and Stakeout.
Yeah, people watch too much TV.
That's what this is because of, right? The principal
Probably.
He's like, how awesome would I look if I caught the fucking rapist?
Good thing I watch Discovery Health.
Now
so I just kind of want to go cut shit up.
Now
That's
we need
it.
Some rape bait. Where's the rape bait?
Yeah, at least mine's not like all stupid stuff like that. I just watch Discovery
Kate and
Health.
Kate plus eight. Kate and what the fuck? Kate bait plus eight.
John and Kate plus eight.
Thank you.
Yeah, that gay show.
Nolly's Undead says, this is not how to catch a predator.
And the only time I watched
much
that...
Much better. Thank you,
The only
you.
Time
much
I watched
better.
That was when I was with you and we just sat there and laughed
to
at
To catch
it
a predator?
No.
Oh.
To Kate, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Disgusting show.
Like, ugh.
I like to catch a predator much more than that. So, according to the court filing submitted, the principal didn't believe that the students were in danger or that any safety concerns were present. Instead, he thought students were having consensual sex in school after hours. He devised a plan to have school police officers follow the students in question to determine who they were and where they were going. Security personnel followed the students. Whether the sexual activity was alleged to be consensual or non-consensual would not have altered the plan. And then she got totally raped. So.
Again,
right. The
sucks.
Officer didn't find anybody. He did rounds. He looked for them. He couldn't find them. An officer working the night duty saw on school surveillance camera that the boy and another girl were back on the premises. Then he looked around, couldn't find him. The girl's attorney contend that two girls were raped in the stairwell that afternoon. In the stairwell, Professor Plum with the candlestick.
Wow, dude.
That's right. You ever play Clue?
Yes.
I got a raging Clue right now.
You got a raging Clue?
Raging Clue, dude. Oh, man. Yeah, that's about it. The sting operation prevented the cops from placing the chick on the bus and out of harm's way, or her teacher from, you know, just taking her out of the bus like the teacher said to do. All She's right. like, I'll just escort him out so they get home safe. He's like, no. I have a better idea,
and we're going
and,
to do it my way.
Quote, as a parent, I'm offended that a high school principal would use anybody's daughter as bait. So, they are totally going to get the fuck sued out of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, Nolly's Undead says, what danger? I was only using kids as bait.
Jeez. I mean...
God, what the hell's your guys' problem?
What's up your ass? Mellow out, dude, to the max.
Like you've never used a teenager for bait.
Dude, we're just maxing it out. I mean, come on.
Come on, dude.
What depends on what you're trying to catch. So, wow. Moving on here, this is pretty awesome. A young woman was killed when she crashed into a cliff while using a high wire to cross a ravine on an adventure holiday. All right, so zip line.
Yeah.
High speed, right into the cliff, died nice. Instantly.
Intense.
That's so, could you imagine
let
that?
Let go.
Ah!
Why didn't she let go?
Well, the 21-year-old named Andrea from Salisbury in Wiltshire was on an expedition with friends in the Swiss Alps when they tackled the cable ride on a route known as the Gorges Alpines near the resort of Saas-Fee. That was their third cable ride across three ravines known as the Gorges Alpines. The Gorges? G-O-R-G-E. Gorge, right?
What is it?
G-O-R-G-E. That's the gorge.
Right.
Right. So G-E-S, that's gorgeous. Right? Okay.
Oh
yeah, I bet
God,
she wasn't
dude.
Too gorgeous after she hit that
probably
fucking
not.
Cliff.
She probably looked like a pancake thing.
She decided not to use the safety rope, enabling users to slow down and brake. You know, the brakes, the thing that, you know, stops you before you fucking rack your face into the cliff.
Oh my God, dude.
On every zip wire, there are two cables for the harness and a third attached to wheels equipped with a brake. For unknown reason, and despite the worries of her friends, the young woman decided not to use this braking equipment and slammed into the opposite cliff face at high speed. She died instantly in the accident, which happened on Sunday.
That sucks.
Could you imagine? I wish I would have seen that. Just like chilling on the other side, like, she's going pretty fast. She's going really fast. Oh, shit.
She didn't hit the brake.
Like, dude, oh, man, I bet she bounced.
Are you okay?
She totally had to bounce.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Nolly's undead says, George of the jungle, watch out for that tree. She totally did not watch out for that tree or
no,
that cliff.
No, she did not at all. That
well,
sucks,
that's
man.
Great.
That's pretty painful.
All right, I have two corpse fuck stories.
At least she didn't come out with, like, everything broken, you know, and, like, still be alive.
Oh yeah, right. No, I would if that wouldn't have killed me, I would have
someone
like,
please kill me.
I would have cut the thing and just let go. If I could let go, if I was still even holding on, who knows?
Fuck it,
fuck it. Thurston County Sheriff's deputies have booked a 26-year-old man into jail on one count of murder in the second degree and theft in the first degree. And according to the court papers, he told the cops he found the body and had sexual contact with the dead woman who was in her 50s.
Yeah.
Nice, ripe corpse in her 50s.
Dude, read the headstones first. Fuck.
Yeah, right? They have dates for a reason, dude. Those are best if used by dates.
Yeah, dude. Those are sell-by dates.
Anything before 1996? Uh-uh. That is no good, dude. No good.
No.
You're going to catch something awful and disgusting. He was pulled over on Sunday night with a dead female in the passenger seat of his Nissan pickup truck.
Awesome.
In the area of the Parkside Elementary School. Just cool. Neither here nor there. The dead female, described only as an adult woman, had not been positively ID'd. As of this being written, they're investigating... He said he fucked her.
What?
Why would you even admit to that? Like, you're getting charged with murder.
Be like, no, I just wanted to hang out. That's all. I just wanted someone to hang out with.
We're just chilling. She was old and wise beyond her years. And she was horny. What do you do? What do you do?
That's gross, dude.
That's pretty gross.
That's pretty nasty. I wouldn't go dig up dead bodies and fuck them.
Well, that's kind of what the other story is. This says, what? There weren't enough live women in Wisconsin?
What?
This kid here, he's been found guilty in a grave robbing caper that came about because his brother allegedly wanted to have sex with a corpse. Protected sex, no less.
For practice, right?
Right. We're just practicing.
Just practice.
He was charged, his brother, with attempted third degree sexual assault. Is it assault if it's dead, though? Like... I mean, you're not causing harm or anything. Isn't that what assault is? You cause bodily harm of someone? This is more, when you die, you go from being someone to something.
Right.
Right. So, it's not really assault. If anything, it's like property damage, right?
I guess.
It's definitely not assault.
The family should totally sue.
Right. definitely. He'd previously been convicted of criminal damage. That's what it is. Criminal damage. Lewd and lascivious conduct. To a cemetery and theft. And his brother was found guilty on three similar charges last year. The Grunk Boys and a third guy, Dustin Radke, paid a visit to a cemetery back in 06 so they could dig up the body of Laura Tennyson, who had been buried there just the week before after dying in a motorcycle crash. They saw her picture in the paper.
Ooh.
Ha-cha-cha. Look at this one, dude.
I'm going to dig her.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a herda.
The idea was to dig her up, then haul her corpse back to a spot behind Nicholas's home where he could fulfill some seriously twisted necrophilic fantasy.
Wow.
On the way to the cemetery, they even stopped at Walmart to pick up some condoms.
Wow.
Hey, safe sex. At least our kids are learning that. The poor woman's body was spared the ultimate indignity when the guys were nabbed by the cops. They already dug down to the top of the vault, hiding her coffin when they panicked and were picked up after being reported for acting suspicious. You know, kids in a grave with shovels digging.
Smelling like formaldehyde.
Something suspicious here. Something with a box of condoms.
Right.
Really? Oh man. Later in court, Nicholas denied he wanted to have sex with her corpse. No, just some quality platonic time, he said. What a smart ass. That's so funny.
What a jackass.
That's such a smart ass. And the assistant attorney told the jury, quote, "You don't need a box of condoms to carry on a conversation. You don't need a box of condoms to go chit-chat."
Right.
Right. I can only think of two things you need a box of condoms for. One of those being sexual. So.
What?
That's pretty awesome. They are seriously messed up kids.
How can you can't even hold a conversation with a dead person. It's retarded. God damn it. People are so stupid.
In the comments on this story, Tony says, "One thing I miss is cold Ethel and her skeleton kiss. We met last night making love under the refrigerator light. Ethel, Ethel, let me squeeze you in my arms. Ethel, Ethel, come and freeze me with your charms."
Wow.
And then MJK, right after that, says, "I bet these guys play a lot of World of Warcraft. Lol, look at them. They're not going to fare well in prison when the boys get wind of what they're in for." My favorite part is the condoms. Lol. Didn't want to knock her up.
I know,
sickos,
right?
Only in Wisconsin. That is fucking awesome.
That is fucking awesome.
Fucking corpses. You know what? Pretty soon, if this zombie apocalypse happens, there's gonna be a lot more corpses to fuck. But the cool thing is, they'll be moving.
Yeah, but
and they'll be trying to give you brains. And as we all know from hip hop, brains is getting head, getting the old DS'd. Getting the old Nintendo
DS'd.
You
probably turn into a zombie from fucking a zombie.
Do you think so?
Probably.
I don't know, man.
It's transfer of bodily fluids.
See, when this happens, there's going to be two types of people left.
Okay.
Those of us that are survivors because we're badass and we have guns and we kill stuff and shit and everything. And then there'll be the people going around fucking the zombies. Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. What's up?
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
God damn it.
Is this our roommate, Sean?
Yes.
What are you doing, sir?
Nothing. What are you guys doing?
Just doing a podcast. Are you still in your bedroom crying?
Yes.
I'm
in my bedroom.
What?
But I'm not crying.
Oh, you're not in your bedroom?
I just tried to get in his room.
Is his door locked?
It's locked.
I bet he's in there.
Yeah, I think he is, too.
I totally think he's in there.
Because I can hear him in there.
Hey.
So what's up? What's going on? Why are you crying?
How's the show going?
It's going all right.
You can hear it. Shut up, dude. You know how it's going. You're right fucking there.
Wow.
I'm not crying either.
Are you sure?
It's really blazed.
Well, now that I don't think that's the excuse. Now that I got you on here, earlier you came out of your bedroom and you had been in there a long time and you were crying. Now what's wrong, dude? Seriously.
I wasn't crying.
You can't lie to me. As somebody who cries,
I'm not lying though.
As someone who cries on the daily, I know what those eyes look like. Okay, you were crying.
on the inside.
So what's wrong on the inside?
God.
Oh, let's see. Nothing really.
Just wow. Just crying for the sake of crying, huh?
You know, it's been a while since I had a good cry. I figured I'd
just cried out. Well, that's good. Red Fox says you were crying because you couldn't whack it to porn. Is that true?
Kind of. That is a problem I have. However, it was not what I was crying about.
Oh. Well, what were you crying about then? Come on. MDS says, bust down the door. He could be about to hang himself. Amesby says, he could be slicing wrists. Some roomie you are, Matt. And then Nolly's,
I tried to get in the room. Shut up.
Nolly's Undead says, nah, let him do it. I'm going to go with that. You want to kill yourself?
No.
Oh.
But I will tell you why I was crying.
What were you crying about?
I was crying for the dolphins. I worry about them.
You worry about them sometimes? You see all the tuna we have in the fucking...
I do.
You cry?
Is that dolphin-safe tuna?
Probably not. I try to buy the most unsafe tuna I can find.
I cry. That and the Japanese.
Fucking dolphins, man.
They hate whales and dolphins.
So I hear you're going on a trip. Where are you going, man?
I might be going somewhere.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Secret.
No, it's not. It's a fun call. What are you doing?
It is. You're kind of like the only person I told I was going, so.
Oh, okay. So maybe you don't want that.
It was a secret.
Oh. So you'll be in Mississippi looking.
Yeah.
Looking for vampires.
Yep, pretty much.
Awesome. So, anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
No, just check to see how you guys are doing.
Right on. Well, I'll bring you some tissues in just a minute.
God.
Okay.
We'll sit down and we'll cry it out together, okay?
Sounds kind of gay, but...
Hey, no homo. Okay. We'll cry it out together, no homo.
No homo, okay.
Okay.
That's better.
All right, no homo. Thank you. All right,
see you later. Get the fuck out
of here. Fucking homo.
What the fuck, dude? You call in
Sean,
and
everyone.
You're in the next room.
Well, he felt bad for missing a show, and maybe that...
He could have totally just done the damn show.
Amesby says, can you record your crying it out? Maybe we'll do that.
God.
Can we do that, Sean? He says, yeah. All in. All right, well, anything else before we get the fuck out?
No, I'm good. I made you enchiladas and brought them over here for you.
I am so fucking hungry, dude.
Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Who's the best girlfriend ever?
You are.
That's right.
We're going to eat enchiladas and watch Dating in the Dark.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, remember, September 25th, we're having a party.
Party
the
already.
Second annual Jam Hole live audience show, episode 404, not found in the 406. It's going to be a great time. I got time off Thursday and Friday of that week. We'll be doing some camping, shooting some guns, smoking some weed.
Good stuff.
Fucking some hoes. Doing good stuff. We're going to try and get a hip-hop show here so you guys can come watch us fucking rock a crowd while you're all here.
Red Fox is excited. He goes, woo!
Hey. Reading some Tank Girl, Nolly says. Is he coming out? Go in your room. We're not done yet.
Go back to your room.
We're still podcasting.
Go back to your room.
We're talking still.
That is no.
We're talking to our internet friend.
God.
Where's my mom? But yeah, it's going to be a good time. The jamhole.com/forums is finally going away. It seems like we, back in the day, I didn't want to set up forums because everyone's a member of so many forums. And the ones that do have forums, unless you're KETG, they don't really get used. I guess NLOs get used too. But like any other show besides those really popular ones, no one really uses the forum. So I was like, whatever. 26, a good friend of ours, listener of the show, he made a Ning forum. It was free. It was cool. It worked. We've used it since the beginning of this thing. Apparently, Ning is now wanting to get rid of their free service and only charge for it. And I'm not paying for a shitty Ning forum. I'm sorry. No, it needs to either be free or I don't give a fuck. So that's going away. But we have a fucking Facebook group. We have a Twitter. Like, there's so much other shit. We don't need our own message board. Like, use the fucking Facebook group or something. Yeah, if you don't know what Ning is, don't worry about it. They'll be going away very soon, I'm sure, because nobody wants to pay for shit, dude.
No.
Nobody.
Of course not.
Fucking not for that shit.
Fuck that.
And if I really want, we could just run a forums on our fucking server. We have
good,
our own
you'd
server.
You have to build it, though.
That's, I know, and I could, but no one would fucking use it. If you guys, there's, how many people use the fucking Ning forums, except for randomly, you know, randomly. That's it, so. Fuck it. Just saying. That shit's gone. Yes, Nolly's undead. That does mean I am a nigger. Thank you. So, yeah, make sure you're a member of the Facebook group, and you can RSVP for the live show so we know who's all coming. September 25th. Remember that shit. And I will make a page. It'll be thejamhole.com/404, just like thejamhole.com/250. I'll put a map. I'll put all the info for that. This is a big deal. It's going to be a good time. Sean will be there. I'll be there. You'll be there. Braden will be there. Red Fox will be there. MDS will be there. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be a party.
We rock this fucking valley when this happens.
We'll rock this cat box.
That's right. We will. Super serious. So, yeah. Email info at thejamhole.com. Twitter.com/thejamhole. Facebook, YouTube, MySpace, all that fucking shit. I got to go kill my baby so I can get on Facebook. I'll be right back.
But we need to make a baby first.
All right. So that we can kill it and then go on Facebook.
Right. We should practice that right after the show.
All right.
All right.
We'll talk to you guys Friday. Today's Wednesday?
Yes.
Update. Yeah. We'll talk to you guys Friday.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole.
Sean, this is MDS. What's going on, buddy? Talk to me.
What's up, man? How you doing? Oh, God.
Excellent. Excellent. Sad to see you What's going on? I'm bummed. What can you tell me?
What are you talking about?
Talk it out, bro. Make it work here. Come on.
I fully agree.
You got to bro it out.
You got to bro it out, dude. What's wrong?
Bro it out?
Bro it out right now.
Yo, actually, the funny thing is, nothing is wrong anymore. I just had a bum day. I was tripping over some shit. And everything. I had a full day of randomness and just kind of caught me off guard.
Well, how did you shake out of it? How'd you dig out of this hole?
Well, do you guys really want to know what I was doing in my room?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
Well, whenever somebody's hiding in their 4-foot by 5-foot bedroom, yeah, that's a little bizarre.
Okay,
so
this is a wise man.
I was meditating.
On
many things.
You're like
just
one of those monks and you're trying to dry the sheets?
Just center, yeah. Just centering myself.
Are you an airbender or a waterbender?
I'm a fire breather.
Oh, we're a firebender?
Yeah,
awesome.
Sure. Yeah, actually, I meditate quite a bit. And
you wouldn't know it from looking at me.
I was meditating.
I'm deep like that.
And it worked for you, though. It worked things out, huh?
Yeah, it works on a lot of things.
Sometimes it is nice to just sit there and clear your mind of everything for like 2 hours.
And that's kind of what I was doing.
And just get
blazed. Just laying there with my eyes shut, just...
That's why we're running out of weed.
Meditating.
You meditating?
Yes.
Fantastic.
But did you have to schedule your meditation for right when the show was going to go on?
That's a good point. Point, sir.
You know, I had to take a personal hiatus. I'm also taking a personal hiatus from 3 different shows I'm booked at over the next couple days.
That is true.
I'm leaving town for a few days.
He's running away from his problems.
Wow.
Deep, huh?
I'm not running away. Is
that the solution to everything? Is blowing out of town?
Well, sometimes taking a little spiritual journey is just what you need when you gotta pick yourself up.
When the cops are on your ass. Sometimes.
You gotta skip town.
That's how rappers do up here. When the shit gets hard. Where are you going to be when
there's
the shit
There's just so much
off?
Going on in your head, you know. You think after a few shows we'd have you figured out, but There's just a lot going on back there, isn't there?
Is that my appeal? Am I like an enigma or something?
Jesus.
I wouldn't call it an appeal, but it's a curiosity for sure.
What it is wonderful. From their point of view, see, I live with you, and I've known you for quite a while, but from their point of view, they've known you since episode 10 in this world.
Yeah.
So what they've seen is just a beer-drinking party animal, and now they see like this kind of... I don't want to give it merit and say deeper side, but
Thank you. Anytime,
that's what I'm here for. But they see that and they're like, whoa, that's not Sean. Bring Sean back. Where's the Peebers? Bring back Sean. But no, I don't know.
This is just a post-traumatic kind of thing from getting choked out with your pants around your ankles, maybe. Do you think that's it?
Was that really that traumatic?
No, that wasn't. I don't know. It wasn't traumatic.
You know, the other morning, you asked me what I was doing up at 3 in the morning outside smoking.
Yeah.
I woke up because you were screaming.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. You were having a dream. You were having a bad dream. You're like a little puppy, like, and you were screaming.
Oh, I wasn't. I was playing StarCraft.
Okay. Well.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm only about as deep as any other person. People are pretty... They're like onions. They're complicated. They got layers.
That is true. We're like
Photoshop. Some more than others. Some PSD. Less than others.
Right.
Not name.
I don't know. Those other two, I think, are a little more shallow, don't you think?
Well, a little bit. Maybe they're just not as fucked up in the head as I am.
I don't know. I think it's that we handle our fucked upness a little better than you do.
You think so? Would you say you're more or less fucked up than
I would
me?
Say I'm equally fucked up, but I am handling it in a way which makes it seem to the outside world that everything's cool. Because I just don't give a
and
shit.
And that's a better way than meditating in a small crack
room?
Well,
if your meditation leads you to wet cheeks, then sure.
Well, it usually does, I guess.
All right. Well. But MDS, he's a wise man. He's been around. He knows.
Yeah, and as Blind Melon said, let it rain.
That's right. Let it rain.
Well, thank you, MDS, for that little bro moment. A bromant.
Okay, I don't think we really broed it out that bad, but I think we got a little bit of an insight, and I appreciate it.
Well,
that's right.
It was more of a matter of factly insight. So,
at the 404 show, we're going to fix you.
Oh, yeah?
After that
you're
going to be a new man.
Look, I already am a new man.
Well, you're going to be an even newer and more...
I don't want
more,
that.
You're going to be new and improved.
Please don't do anything. Okay?
Oh, we'll be nice.
Well, Sean, we wish you a good journey, both physical and spiritual, in the next few days.
Well, thank you.
And
may you find ascension also, my friend.
get home soon, or I'm selling all your shit.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, thank you, MDS.
All right, thanks for the call.
Okay, holla back.
Holla back. All right.